I disagree with the things that have been said off air because I'm Bill.
I really like dead air because I'm Brian.
Brian just knows that if he doesn't introduce himself, it just takes longer to get to the soda.
You'll drink it anyway.
I hate what I'm holding in my hand right now. I'm special guest Eric.
I said the things off air, and I'm special guest John.
All right, we're 30 seconds in. Good job, guys. These are some of the sodas we like.
This one.
Yeah, so what I'm holding in my hand right now is something we picked up on St. Thomas. Thanks again to Brian.
I thought it was St. Martin.
Wherever it was.
I'm pretty sure this one was St. Martin.
I'm pretty sure this can be picked up in any gas station on any highway in the United States of America.
I thought we picked this up in the same place we got the Green Crush.
I don't think so, because I remember seeing it as we were
this
walking
this was on a shelf.
Yeah.
It was just sitting on its own on a shelf.
All right, so I stand corrected. But anyway, it is Playboy Energy Drink Pure. And yes, from that Playboy. There's also a website. You can go to playboyenergy.com to look at this stuff and get a sense of what we're about to undertake here.
Does it tell us what the flavor is?
Probably don't do that at work.
Assume that it's Naked Ladies.
Tastes like Naked Ladies.
There are a bunch of words all written along the can.
Naked Lady.
The ones that are bolded and black. It's a white can with some...
I don't
light
think I'd
want to
drink
lettering.
A can of Naked Lady.
Like it actually tastes like Hugh Hefner.
So the different kind of flavory words
are
stimulate,
rush,
less so.
Excite, invigorate, and something orate that I can't read.
What they do
irate.
Is
pulse.
This
pulserate.
Is
pulserate.
Yeah.
This is the bottled liquid from the grotto at
the
Playboy Mansion.
No.
Well. It can't be as worse it was as good. Eh. You broke my mind, John.
That was the most horrible thing I could think of.
Yeah.
To be fair, you have been holding on to that can for a very long time now, Eric. Don't blame John. It has leaked out into you.
Let's get this started.
Oh, God.
What color is it?
Oh, no.
I think it's going to be...
It's energy drink color.
It's energy
it's
drink
probably
color.
Just, it's probably just Red Bull.
In a Playboy can.
In a Playboy can.
It smells like it.
No. Yeah, there's some head up on that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no.
Oh!
It okay, smells like... It doesn't smell like Red Bull.
It smells like somebody took Red Bull and went, you know what this needs?
Oof.
Motherfucking vinegar.
I can smell through time.
Red Bull and vinegar is my favorite bar drink.
Can you just wring out
that literally
washcloth for me, please?
That literally smells... Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys.
You
are so happy you did not come here for the beginning of this episode.
What happened? Did you
this
like
is Playboy
soda?
Energy Drink Pure. You can have some if you want, or you can excuse yourself and have something way better.
I would wait, yeah.
Introduction.
I would definitely wait. This literally smells like... when you're walking along a crowded pier or something and you pass by a garbage dumpster outside of a restaurant and you get that really just awful smell wafting into your nose and you have to cover your mouth, is what this smells like. It smells like literal garbage.
I stand by Red Bull and vinegar.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this and I feel like I'm looking at a loved one on a train track and time has just slowed down. I don't want what's about to happen.
Wow, that was dark.
Yeah, no, I'm very upset right now.
So, as has been the mantra of today, let's get this over with.
Oh, God. Closing the eyes.
Why? God, why? Oh, dear God.
That actually wasn't as bad as I expected.
No, you guys are crazy.
It's not as bad as I expected because I'm still alive.
Okay, granted.
It did actually kind of have a nice citrusy taste.
Oh, God, I have some left.
I'm starting to get Bill's loved one on a train reference right now, because that tastes like a train wreck.
I just want to go write some bad poetry.
Sludge cup.
I can't finish this.
Really? It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's... Seriously.
God. This is worse than Green Crush.
This is worse than Green Flesh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So,
I have lost sense of my surroundings, and that is my metaphor. I'm giving this a not as bad as I thought. 33.
Honestly, I seem to always be the one to talk about energy drinks, and I'm going to talk about energy drinks again. This is really not that bad of an energy drink, I don't think. It's you know, Red Bull is sort of the
aftertaste is actually okay
comparison that everyone makes, and this is like a little bit sweeter than Red Bull, maybe a little bit more citrusy, and it's, you know, I would probably buy this and drink it if I needed an energy drink. So I would give this maybe a 60.
Wow. Okay, for me, this tastes like what happens to a Playmate after she's done with
Playboy.
Shut up. Playmate after she's done with Playboy, it tastes like shame, regret, and a lifetime of sadness.
Wow.
I'm going to give this a 12.
Whoa.
That was just
wild. That must have stung.
This is not worse than the Bustos.
Huh?
No.
I hate energy drinks.
I think it's on par with the Bustos.
Can we not do energy drinks next time?
Don't worry, we've been purposefully getting the bad ones out of the way.
Brian, go?
No, I haven't. But I'm last, right?
Yes. Yeah. This is your go.
So I'm going to go with what I think I've said for the second time today now. Thank God that's over. 40.
That's only the second time you've said that?
As my grade, yes.
The average is 36.25.
Slightly worse than Bust a Green Crush because I screwed the curve.
Yeah, you just tanked John's score right out.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's like Brian and I.
You're welcome, John.
I don't care.
I know my opinion is right.
Let's get to the sign.
Okay. See you later, Soda Pals.